I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Thursday, April 18th. We'll tell you how an impeachment trial over issues at the U.S.-Mexico border got dismissed before it even began. Also, in what seemed like deja vu, another top university leader faced questions over anti-Semitism. But this hearing went a little differently than the last one. Plus, a study found yet another use for a popular weight loss drug. An NBA player got banned for life, we'll tell you why. And from teeth to toupees, we'll go through the list of the most unique items left in Uber vehicles over the last year. Those stories and even more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A historic impeachment case against a top U.S. cabinet secretary has now been put to rest. The Senate voted along party lines to kill the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Remember, earlier this year, Mayorkas became the first sitting cabinet member to be impeached. Republicans in the House pursued the impeachment, accusing Mayorkas of refusing to enforce the nation's immigration laws, leading to a record number of illegal crossings at the southern border. Well, this week, all Democratic senators ruled the articles of impeachment unconstitutional for not meeting the standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. And since the Dems control the Senate, that means the impeachment trial ended before it even began. But Republicans, of course, were not happy about this, arguing the Senate had a duty to review evidence and come to a conclusion on whether Mayorkas should be removed from office. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are still trying to build an impeachment case against President Biden, accusing him of having inappropriate connections to his son's business dealings, though the White House says they have no evidence. And at this point, lawmakers say they don't have the votes to actually impeach him. Ukraine is being pummeled by Russian attacks as international assistance is running out. At least 17 people were killed and more than 60 hurt in a single attack yesterday in the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv. An attack Ukraine's president says could have been stopped if his country had adequate air defenses. Right now, Ukraine has three Patriot air defense systems, but officials say it needs 26 to cover the entire country. Ukraine has also been running out of ammunition, which Russia has been taking advantage of. It's recently destroyed Ukrainian energy infrastructure and gained ground in the east. All the while, a $60 billion aid package for Ukraine has been delayed in the U.S. Congress for months. Though there could be new developments on that soon. House Speaker Mike Johnson set up a vote for this weekend on a foreign aid package. Besides the $60 billion for Ukraine, it includes another $26 billion for Israel, humanitarian aid for civilians in combat zones, and more. Columbia University's president was on Capitol Hill yesterday, where she was accused of not doing enough to protect Jewish students. It was similar to the hearing that involved three other elite university leaders last year that didn't go so well. Two of them ended up resigning, in part because of that hearing. This time, though, Columbia's president and other school leaders agreed with lawmakers that anti-Semitism was a serious problem on campus. Jewish students at Columbia have spoken about incidents of assault, anti-Semitic graffiti, calls for the destruction of Israel at rallies, and more. Well, yesterday, the university president admitted the school was not prepared for the firestorm that started last fall when the war in the Middle East first broke out. And one Columbia trustee called it a moral crisis. But the school's representatives told lawmakers they created a task force on anti-Semitism and that dozens of students have been disciplined. The president also promised to include lessons on anti-Semitism at orientations for new students and said she would not hire any professors who have expressed anti-Semitic viewpoints in the past. At the end of the hearing, lawmakers told school officials they're prepared to bring them back for another hearing if they don't see real progress soon. But Palestinian advocates say Colombia has already gone too far by suppressing their right to free speech and doing things like suspending pro-Palestinian student groups. Meanwhile, the U.S. Education Department is investigating Colombia and other colleges for alleged civil rights violations in response to anti-Semitism, anti-Muslim, anti-Arab, and other forms of harassment that have increased since the war in Gaza began. So, stay tuned. It seems the U.S. Justice Department will be punished over how it handled sexual abuse allegations within the USA Gymnastics program. Reports say the DOJ has agreed to pay about $100 million total to 100 women and girls who were abused by Larry Nassar. This comes after a government watchdog found the FBI did not treat the case with enough seriousness. Specifically, that USA Gymnastics reported allegations to the FBI more than a year before the FBI finally took any action. And in that time, many more young athletes were molested. This latest deal should resolve the last remaining legal claims against a plethora of institutions who botched their responses to Nassar, bringing the total price tag of legal payouts to almost $1 billion. Though this latest deal still needs to be finalized. As for Larry Nassar himself, he's serving what's effectively a life sentence in prison. Hawaii's attorney general has finally wrapped up the first part of an investigation into the catastrophic fires in Maui last year. Those fires killed more than 100 people, destroyed thousands of properties, and left billions of dollars in damages behind. And now a new report shows there were a lot of problems with emergency preparation and coordination, both before and during the disaster, that seems to have made the tragedy worse. For example, not all first responders were using the same method of communication to receive and deliver messages. There was also not a lot of staff or equipment put into position when the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning before the wildfires broke out. But the report did also include some praise. It said first responders risked their own lives and endured shifts of 36 hours or more to help save other people and property across the island. Plus, the report commended the Maui Fire Department's initiative in making improvements even before the official recommendations came out. The federal ATF is also investigating to determine exactly what caused and contributed to the fires, and its report is expected to come out soon. All right, we have much more news for you still ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Ever since we moved, I've been trying to get real about the things in my closet that I'm actually wearing and using, and the things that I really just need to donate or get rid of already. And since getting my Honey Love leggings, shapewear, and more, my old stuff just does not make the cut. That's because I'm choosing Honey Love's Legging 2.0 pretty much every time I go into my closet. And when I need to wear a dress to a special event, the old shapewear that rides up is not going to be my pick. Instead, Honey Love has changed the game. All of their items, from leggings to shapewear to bras, are designed to be comfortable, functional, and make you feel great. And I can tell you, they do just that. Treat yourself to the best bras, leggings, and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/newsworthy. And after your purchase, they ask where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Now back to the news. United Arab Emirates is known for being dry, but this week, Dubai got 2 years' worth of rain in just 24 hours. It sparked flooding, caused at least one death, and shut down the world's second busiest airport. Authorities also issued a stay-at-home advisory yesterday, so offices and schools were closed. Thankfully, the weather looks to be calming down for the end of this week and into next week, too. But unfortunately, more rain is expected in neighboring Oman, where more than a dozen people have already died because of the storms. Heavy rain also hit Saudi Arabia and Bahrain, where videos online show cars stranded in flooded roads. The FAA issued a nationwide ground stop for all Alaska Airlines flights yesterday. But it did not last long. It was only about an hour before the ground stop was lifted. Alaska Airlines explained, saying it ran into a technology problem when it was upgrading a system that calculates weight and balance data for flights, a crucial safety element. The issue was fixed quickly, but that hour-long ground stop still ended up causing delays throughout the rest of the day yesterday. Everything should be caught up as of this morning, though. It turns out the popular weight loss drug Zepbound, which is sort of like Ozempic, might work for a lot more than just obesity. Drug maker Eli Lilly now says in trials, Zepbound helped patients with obstructive sleep apnea. And that's a big deal, since the sleep condition can be dangerous and it impacts more than 20 million Americans. And if the FDA ends up giving Zepbound the green light for sleep apnea patients, it could greatly expand insurance coverage for the drug. Eli Lilly says it plans to submit data to the FDA soon. Already, Zepbound is also used as a diabetes drug under the name Mounjaro. And it's popular for both uses. So most doses are in limited supply because of increased demand. Eli Lilly says it's already doubled production and plans to more than double it again by the end of the year. Then it plans to build up entire facilities over the next few years to keep up. Novo Nordisk, the company behind Ozempic and Wegovy, has announced similar efforts since its drugs are also in short supply. A Toronto Raptors player has been banned from the NBA for life. An investigation found Jontay Porter was involved in a betting scandal. This is the NBA's first gambling ban for any player in 70 years. Apparently, Porter disclosed confidential information to bettors and wagered on games, even betting on the Raptors to lose. In one case, bets were placed that Porter himself would not hit the number set for him, and he ended up taking himself out of the game after less than 3 minutes, claiming illness. Porter hasn't said anything about the accusations just yet, but the NBA says it's still investigating and sharing its findings with federal prosecutors. Uber is revealing some of what's been piling up in the lost and found this year. Of course, there are plenty of the usual things like phones, wallets, headphones, and jewelry. But then there are the unusual items that passengers forget to take with them. For example, a hair toupee, containers full of spiders, a tub of surgical implants, a gnome, a paternity test, the engine of a Jeep Liberty, a WWE championship belt, and a lot more. Apparently, riders are most likely to leave things behind in Miami, Florida, followed by Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Houston. Riders who think they have lost an item in an Uber car can use the app's Find Lost Item feature to reconnect them to their driver. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, I want to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, ZocDoc. So I'm guessing we all know what it's like to sort of put on a happy face when we're not actually exactly happy, or to just not say anything to that family member or colleague who drives you crazy, but it's just not worth it. Well, while you may have to grin and bear it with some people, none of us should have to feel that way with our doctors. We deserve to have doctors that allow us to open up without feeling judged, who listen and actually want to help us be healthy. Enter ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. I always check ZocDoc anytime I'm looking for a new doctor, and I really appreciate how easy it is to filter those search results to exactly what I need. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. It wasn't that long ago that experts were warning about the population of honeybees collapsing. Well, not anymore. A new analysis from the Washington Post looked at USDA data and found there could be a record number of bee farms in the U.S. right now. It shows more than 1 million honeybee colonies have popped up around the U.S. since 2007, making them the fastest growing type of livestock in the country. And it means there are nearly 4 million total bee colonies in the U.S., the most ever recorded. Oh, and that doesn't even count feral honeybees, which far outnumber their captive counterparts. And this all seems to be helping to pollinate a lot of other crops, too. Still, the beekeeping industry is not without its problems. Beekeepers do tend to lose a lot of their colonies to things like mites, fungi, and diseases. And many of those same forces also harm the native insects that don't have the support of entire industries and governments to build them back up. So on top of building more bee colonies, entomologists advocate for limiting insecticide and promoting more natural habitats like meadows and wetlands to keep the ecosystem running smoothly. All right, thank you so much for listening today and always making us part of your daily routine. We will catch you up with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.